there's certain areas where the halachas might be different.
Just to give you an example, there's a tshuva of the Avna Nezer. If somebody wants to be machmir b'negeit or machalas asuris in the area of your goruch nefesh, maybe it's not called chassidus al shtos. Normally we do say this chassidus al shtos, but I'm just trying to bring out the fact that Avna Nezer says you can't compare chilul Shabbos to other yisurim. So here, over here, we're focusing only on chilul Shabbos. The question, which is often asked, is what makes something goruch nefesh? How do I know? Pick up the phone and call Atzala. What stage? When does it reach Pikuach Nefesh? So we can learn a bit later on today, Mitzvah Shem, that is really seven madregas, particularly according to the Alter Rebbe, seven madregas of Choyli. And it's very important to know this chart of the seven madregas. And I'll just say what they are right now, and then later we'll go into more Pratim. This Sakanas Nefashis, which is Eini Mamtin, an urgent Sakanas Nefashis. Someone's life is in danger. And there's an urgency over here, because if you wait a bit, it might be too late. Sakana Shafasha Sha'ina Mamtin. Sakana Shafasha, but even the doctor will tell the Sakana Shafasha, but he scheduled a surgery for 3 months from now. Now, why did he schedule? Obviously, because he's booked out, and he's also taking a vacation in the Bahamas in between. But he understands, because there won't be a surgery in 3 months, it's Sakana Shafasha. But there's no rush. Then there's something called Sakana Aver. There's no sakana for a person's life, but it's sakana to a part of his body which won't function. He'll be stuck chas v'shalom without a hand, he won't be able to walk, whatever it is. Sakana save it, it's a lower level. Then there's something called, I just look in the alphabet if I have it in front of me. Choylu she'em sakana. A regular standard choylu she'em sakana, but cholok kol gufoy. He's not well. Cholok kol gufoy, totally not well, and it's not a localized problem. But he's no sakana whatsoever. Or alternatively, we use the term nafala mishkav. Nafala mishkav is a licht in bed. There's no general chala kol guf. There's no entire body is aching, but he's in bed. He has to be in bed. Why does he have to be in bed? Because he's not well. That's the standard definition of the word chayla normally. Then there's the next madreg, which this is a chiddush of the Alter Rebbe, because I don't think you find this classified so clearly in other poskim. Loy nafla mishkov, loy chala kogufay, aval yesh leitzar gadol. Next madrega down. Then the next madrega we have someone. Loy chala kogufay, loy tzar gadol, miksas chayli. Somewhat sick, he's not totally sick, somewhat sick, not in tremendous pain. And the problem is that it's very hard to give a definition on these things, I'll tell you a second why. And then the least level all in the bottom, we call it mechesh ba'alma. My kid every 2 minutes has a mechesh ba'alma. Mechesh ba'alma, a small ache, yeah, something's bothering, a big deal, something's bothering, have a boo-boo, okay, mechesh ba'alma. So it's very important to know in advance what we're talking about, because whatever we're talking about, there's a different set of halachas for every one of these seven categories. I wanted to mention the seven categories right in the beginning to know where we're up to. But there's something called clearly sakonas nefashas. And in that we said the difference if it's mamten or any mamten. Sakonas nefashas is a danger to someone's life. Now, what do you consider a danger to someone's life? I'll give you some far-fetched examples. My grandmother would tell me that if I don't go and take a sweater, on a hot day, obviously, that she thought it was a cold day, you don't take a sweater, you're going to catch a cold. And you're going to catch a cold, you don't know what's going to happen. You're going to end up in the hospital, right? I don't know if my grandmother said it, but someone's grandmother would have said that. So there's that sakanas nefashas. I'll tell you even more. If we don't keep our stores open on Shabbos, people will tell me it's sakanas nefashas. I don't have any parnas. You know what happens if I don't have any parnasa? And we should be able to produce weapons even on Shabbos, because that's just wrong. The Israeli government should be able to produce weapons because we need to have to be able to fight our enemies, so we have to sit on Shabbos and produce weapons on Shabbos. How far, where do you draw the line? How far do you call sakanas nefashas? Can a kohen go to medicine school and be metamel amesim because it's b'koach nefesh? There's a lot more books. So one of the kolam we have in sakanas nefashas, first of all, has to be what we call chayla lefameinu. That's the general kolam. We don't, far-fetched theories are not called pikuach nefesh. Chayla lefameinu means there has to be actually a patient in front of me, and we're dealing with an existing patient, not someone who might become a chayla. So there's no existing patient that we know, we don't use the rule of pikuach nefesh. Although when we're talking about in a big picture, in the global picture, sometimes the native Yehuda uses the svar of Choyl Lefaneinu when he, regarding this particular question about a Kohen going to medicine school, being metamal lemesim, and he says he's metamal lemesim because of some, because later he'll become a doctor. If he'll become a doctor, he'll be able to treat chaylim. But there's no particular chaylim that he's dealing with right now. So if there's any chaylim for any, we don't call it pikuach nefesh. Like I said, that when we're talking about the big picture, sometimes we have to be a bit broader in categories. When we're talking about a communal situation, so a lot of poskim can say you don't need chayil lefenenu. For example, the Hatzolah is going around on Shabbos with walkie-talkies and other things. I don't know what they have. They still call walkie-talkies what they have?
Radios.
So, now the Matzias is that in a community like Crown Heights or Borough Park or Williamsburg or Flatbush, there's a chayil lefenenu every single Shabbos. But even in theory, even if there wouldn't be a chayil lefenenu, the very fact that you're talking about in a large scale, in a hospital, they have to... The machinery needs whatever it is. You need to do something to the machine, you have to plug it in. These things, there's irregular procedural stuff they do in the hospital. They do that even if they're not dealing with an existing chayil that might need this particular machine. Because if you're dealing with thousands of people, there's going to be a chayil lefenenu. So the fact that there's going to be a chayil lefenenu on a regular basis is considered like chayil lefenenu. Again, in the big picture, in a hospital setting, in a communal setting, in a Israeli army when it comes to potential situations of pikuach nefesh from enemies where there's no existing case right now that we know. So when you're talking, so you, what I'm talking today is only about when we're talking about the man in his own home wants to know if he should pick up the phone. So then that's only when there's a chayil lefenenu, number one. Number two, another very important category is it's not echad mi'elef. The Kibega writes in the letter that something which is echad mi'elef, I don't know if he means echad mi'elef, he means literally, or he means echad mi'elef. It's a lashon ha'pasuk. Echad mi'elef. He means it's a far-fetched thing, whatever, yeah, we're talking about someone who's taka maybe not well, but it's, the chances of this being sakanas ha'fashas is like, almost nil. But the problem with the words echad mi'elef literally is, because we have a magid mishnah, which is brought down halacha, that the reason by a yoldus, a woman who's giving birth on Shabbos, you have a special din, that everything has to be on with the shinui. Zog the Magid Mishnah, why does the Yoldus have to do everything with the Shinui? Kuv Nefesh, Michal Shabbos. What do you need a Shinui for? We'll talk soon in a second if every single Sakana Fashas needs a Shinui. But the Magid Mishnah obviously held you don't need a Shinui in the normal Sakana Fashas. So why would the Yoldus, why is the Halacha called Heikh the Ikel Shinui Mishanina? Wherever you can make a Shinui, make a Shinui. Zog the Magid Mishnah, Altera brings Allah Halacha and Shimshin Lamed. Yoldus is different than any other Sakana Fashas. She Echad Mi Elef Mesam Achmas Leida. Or ain't echad me'elef machmas leida. The normal average woman that's giving birth is not dying. It's a natural procedure, and that's one of the machlokes between the naturalists and the non-naturalists. When it comes to yoldus, for example, this is that the doctors want to treat it like a sickness. It's not a sickness. It's a natural thing. We've been doing away before we had doctors. People have been giving birth. So the Magen Mishnah says the svara ain't echad me'elef meisa machmas leida. But at the same time, you see that a yoldus, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You see, on the one hand, we say, you have to make a shinui, but it is called a level of sakanas nefesh, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So obviously, it's hard to give an exact number. If you start giving percentages, it becomes very, very difficult. Because every percentage changes on the mitzias. What's going to happen in this percentage? In other words, if we want to do a percent, what's the level of percentage which is considered sakanas nefesh? What's going to happen due to that percentage? How common is it? There's a lot of other factors. So, the doctor would have machen a shinui in Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the doctor is a yid. So really, all these classifications, when we start saying 1 out of 1,000, 2%, you know, all these numbers, they're not very handy for us. Besides the fact that it's not only a number game, because there's a lot of other factors, but number two, the average person that's sitting by this shir or by any doesn't know exactly to tell you if it's 1%, or 2%, or 3%, or not. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman gives a hagdara, which we find other places can say the same thing, it makes a lot of sense. Anything sha'am noshin nivholim olav b'chol. That people during the week go crazy and there's a sense of urgency, that's called pikuach nefesh. So if you want to know what's considered
not Nashim.
people have a sense of urgency. There was a certain Chassidus Rebbe, he's not alive anymore, he just passed away not so long ago. Not so long as between now and 20 years ago, so you won't know what I'm talking about. who has a sling, had a sling against Hatzalah. He was extreme in his opinion. A lot of people disagree with him, and I understand why everybody disagrees with him. And he said he Bechlal was anti-Hatzalah. In the beginning, I have to tell you, when Hatzalah started, there was a lot of people who were anti-Hatzalah. And a lot of Rabbanim said, you don't know, it's going to cause Chil Shabbos, and who knows what. But eventually those Rabbanim, those authorities, became a Das Miut, or they changed their mind when they saw where they themselves needed it on Shabbos, or one of their children. So one of the arguments of this particular Rebbe, this Gutiid, it's not Mr. Gutiid, was that people call Hatzalah every Shtus. And it's true. People in Hatzalah will tell you there's people that call them from Amshu Shtus and Avalim. But they have no choice. They don't know if it really is or it really isn't. They get a call, they have to take the call. So he said, of this grai tzul in $1,000 mit nevach, tens tarif in Hatzalah. So you have to, the person has to make an assessment before he's calling Hatzalah, if this would happen during the week, if we'd be prepared to pay $1,000. And otherwise, they shouldn't call Hatzalah. So in his community, they don't call Hatzalah too often, because I guess it's a poor community. Now, there's a lot of, I could tell you right now, there's a lot of people that will not pay for Sakanas Nefashis $1,000. I could tell, it's a Matthias, there's people. And they can't afford it, $1,000 of money, they'll start thinking, man, I have to call you there. And by the time the person's busy with his calculations to work out his budget for his $1,000, it's no longer Shal Sakanas Nefashis, Shal Achele Kadisha. So that's a very difficult, that's not a chesed grow down in Paiskim. Paiskim don't say that. But it's this word that a person will, there's a sense of urgency. That is the normal way how we normally, I'll give you an example, the vaccine for chickenpox. Paiskim talk about it in Lo Yidbihu. The son, the Talmud, the Tshuva Mi'ava, talks about pucking. It's not exactly like a vaccine that we do today, but it was something that they did, to, some type of injection they did, which is the early stages of vaccinology that we know today. A lot of Paiskim talk about pucking, which is chickenpox. So the shaila is, the doctor said you need to get the chickenpox vaccine. It's very important. But nobody rushes to do it today, they could do it tomorrow. Zakt of them, the tshuva mi'ava, and Shlomo Zalman uses this as an example, Shlomo is the Talmud of Noidi Buda. That's not called pikuach nefesh, even though it's very, very important, but there's no sense of urgency over here. Nobody, even during the week, goes like, run to the hospital right now if I can't do it in the another way of putting it is like this. If the clinic next door to you is closed during the week, do you go to the hospital? If you're not going, like, you know how people have this thing about not going to the hospital? Not before COVID, I'm talking about. Yeah, nobody wants to go to a hospital. I had a case once which I went to a doctor, a case of one of my children, a couple days after his bris. Mazel, by the way, they didn't ask me about matzitzah bepeh, but whatever. Zero to do with matzitzah bepeh. It's very, very not well. And he was put into the NICU. I spoke to a doctor at the time, and the doctor says, I know you really don't want to be Shabbos. I spoke to him before Shabbos, I kept on updating, this was on a Friday. And on Shabbos I met him again and asked him what to do, and this is throughout Shabbos. And he kept on telling me, check his blood pressure, check this, check that. After Shabbos, I don't know when, up when that, I think she has the Pratim, I went to him, after Shabbos says, you have to go to the hospital. Then tells me, I was trying very much to keep out of the hospital of the Shabbos. I know what that would be for you. But by now, I said, I broke all the rules. By now, you have to take it to the hospital. There's no... So he understood that there's no urgency to go down. We can't vart nachashon, vart nachaparsha. We can... There's still what we call some wiggle room. Something which during the week you say, I have to go to the hospital like this. Even though you know you're stuck there all night, right? So, or you say, listen, maybe I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll call the doctor tomorrow. That's really different people are different, but we don't have a better way, better tools how to tell us what's. There was a story in there to sell. There was a kid that went missing. A kid, a bacher, went missing. He was supposed to come on for Shabbos. He didn't come for Shabbos. Parents know where he is. So they went to ask a rav in Yisrael. Not going to say who it was. And he said the bacher's not here. So he said, go be Michal Shabbos. Send out a search team. Bachim, you know Bachim. Then you go home. How many times Bachim tell they'll be home, they're not home, whatever. And they went to check, there was a place, there was a Havgana taking place, Kiyidua, the Bachim, and his Havgana, it's one of their favorite activities to do. They don't have to know why there's Havgana, they could just do Havgana, right? So they went to check in the jail called Migrash Rusim, something like that. They went to check on the list of the people that are arrested. The first one's usually a Bachim. Yeah, he's not on the list, he's not there. Okay, so, not to do, but the guy, the parent, or whoever it was, the person was accompanying the parent, felt this doesn't make sense, this fact. Kid is missing. Oh, they went to the room in the dormitory, and they were told, yeah, he went, took his tefillin, he left. Very 2 days ago he left. So so it's Stimmtnish. Anyway, they went to ask the Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman disagreed, even though he had a lot of respect for this other Pesach, and he said, 100% Sakanas and Fashas, Chilu Shabbos, Mitayid, the Raisis, no problem, kid is missing, go look for him. Which makes a lot, it registers very well with us. Anyhow, they went checking again, by the way, he was there, but he was there, Afghana, that's where he was. For some reason, they didn't see it on the. Shlomo Zalman commented on afterwards, he was worried, now the guy's gonna think, that's the other Pesach was right. He says, no, du bist gewen gerecht. It was good to get done. It's getan a mitzvah. You have nothing to worry, even though there was no need for the search team and it was all unnecessary. So I'm saying we have nachal on this seichel to know when yeah and when ish. But this is becholos. And if you have a doubt, safek nefashis lahokel, which means to be mechalal Shabbos. But one of the dinim that brought down halach, the Magen Avraham, the Alter Rebbe say, the only way to be mechalal Shabbos berefu yedua oy al pi mumcha. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes with an idea to you and says, take a bit of chicken soup and put some garlic in it. And then you put it on the nose and you leave it overnight. So that's no problem, you can do that. But you can't go and cook up chicken soup for some swara that's all made up. That's be the fool you do oil pimumka. So the prima god then says, Safik nefashas lahakul. Why is that be the fool you do? We don't know if the fool works. It's a safik, pikuach nefesh. As they frek the prima godim. So one of the answers people say, it's talking about a din of chayil shem is sakana. But it's not true. That answer doesn't work because you look in the makkah, the din of Maram Rottenberg, it's clearly talking about the negel, the chayil shesh v'sakana. All the places really got the chayil shesh v'sakana and they say it, for yidua. So a number of different answers to this question, but I'll give you the most simple, straightforward, normal answer. If you go back to the very original source, not to the later Peskin, and the Rishonim, the din is when you get it to a goy that walks in and sees a person that's not well, and he suggests he should take a sheretz and burn it, and give him a sheretz saruf, a burnt sheretz, lirifua. Now, so this is not a shalom hilchus Shabbos, it's a shalom more hilchus treifus, but the same idea as more hilchus Shabbos. So over there, it's not the pshat is lirifua that we know. A pshat goy ashikir. Lav dafka is ashikir. A guy comes and says something that he thinks. So there's no. In other words, even the suffix nefashas needs to mean that something that is taka a genuine suffix. But if somebody's coming with an idea which has no basis in reality that we don't know anything about, something that will muhzik, everybody takes this medicine, you don't know if the medicine will work for him or won't work for him. Or a suffix dechenis kuach nefashas, I'll give you another dogma. The doctor says this is a trial medicine. Limashal. So Shlomo Zalman says, that's not an eitz of people that are not munchen. These people are munchen. They're not still making hash'or in the Weltenein, but they're saying it hasn't been tested yet, so it's a trial medicine. When it says you should use it a full yidua oil, pi munchen means don't, not because somebody came to you and told me a swada that he thinks. So you don't mechal shabbos for every swada that someone says. Who should be Mechal Shabbos? So people, I don't know why people have this thing often, they always think that it has to be the Chayil himself. I get this feedback from the Shabbos people ask. So I'm allowed to do it for him, or she has to do it herself? All the Peskim, although there's a Shulta Gebedin that says not like that, but it's the only one that says that. All the Peskim is very clear, it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, he does it, someone else does it, whoever will do it first. That's the, there's no that anybody can be Mechal Shabbos Pekuach Nefesh. Now, what about interesting shaila. Somebody needs to have. There's a lot of examples you can come to. Shaila, I'll give you the examples that are brought down in Achareinim. But you can think of a lot of other examples. Guy wants to take Hatzalah. Or he could go to his neighbor. His neighbor has a car. And he has to just wake up his neighbor. Calling Hatzalah is a phone call. Everybody's driving. Hatzalah is driving, and the neighbor is driving. They're both doing Issa Dereis of driving. But I could save a phone call, but I'm going to go in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, wake up my neighbor. Call Hatzalah. Should I, the other example that's brought is, I need to have the Chayla, Sakan Safar, she needs to have light. That's a broken place, can be allowed to, even for a Summa, even for a blind person, you're allowed to turn on the light, because the Summa is scared that maybe you're not working properly because it's dark. So even for the calming effect, even though the Summa, the blind person, can't see in the light. So I need to get light. But I have someone else that has a plugged-in light that's already on. Plugged-in doesn't make sense. He has a
Torch.
In the Pesukim, talk about a candle, a lit candle. But let's talk about a flashlight,
a battery operated.
Portable. Yeah, so I'd have to go to him, machen mich sugar, go to his house, wake him up in the middle of the night, be matriach him, and no people are not comfortable going matriach another person. They're just cool. The same kind of questions phrased differently. There was a rabbi next called Pinchas Epstein. You heard of him? It was on the Eidah Cherez. I'm talking about like a long time ago. Anyhow, he was adamant. He saw a sefer and he wrote a comment on the sefer. It says in the sefer that if there's new electric wires that are for whatever reason it's not safe, new people passing by and they touch it, you can get electrocuted. So he might have called the Chevrat Chashmal to fix it on Shabbos. Take a shiv in her, what say? What do you have to call electric? Stand there a whole Shabbos, get a team of people that stand up, tell everyone, watch out. So how far do you take Zitakimachuv to do that or not? That's the question. So it seems like almost all Paiskim, it could be a shtikl rai. My brother once told me he has a rai from Al Tarebbe, but I don't want to go into the Adichas right now. That no, you're not Machuv to wake up your neighbor, and you're not Machuv to stand there an entire Shabbos. You can do all of this. The only time where you're Machuv to expend your money or your time and energy is when the neighbor's up, and he knows the neighbor also has a chival sam al dam reecha. Or if a person has a chiyuv mammon, for example, it's his son or his wife, it's a din which was a similar din in Shulchan Aruch Negeta to claim being tameh for kvura. So for kreiv means allowed to be metameh. For a mes mitzvah is allowed to be metameh. But for a mes mitzvah is a mechuyuv to go and hire someone else to do it, so he shouldn't have to be metameh. No, he's not mechuyuv to go hire someone. Unless it's the case where it's one of his kraven, so he's mechuyv to hire someone because he has a chiv to take care of his kraven. So under normal circumstances, he's not mechuyv to expend the money, the energy, or difficult social behavior, which is waking up someone in the middle of the night, in order to avoid a situation of chil Shabbos. Let me go back to the running a bit out of time. Let me go back to the seven categories that I said before and go through each one of them what the halachas are. This was a general bepkuach nefesh, and then we'll move to a couple of practical examples. It's by the way a very good idea, if I may recommend, even if people, I told Bach and the Ditva Mismich in Sydney, I said, I don't know about Basar B'chol, Taruvus, anything else, Melicha, how often it's going to be. Basar B'chol is going to be a bit negay for you. I can tell you, Shin Chav Ches, Erechaim will be very negay for you. Shin Ches V'shazin Echel V'shav. That I want you to know very, very well. So after the Shir, if I can get you even to learn Sif Yutes and Chav in Al Tareb Echel V'shavis, it's worthwhile. Just to go through all these categories. Even if you won't learn, most of the things that Sim Shin Chav Ches is all kind of sicknesses and medicines that you never heard of and you don't understand what they mean. A lot of it is very not non-contemporary. But the principles, of course, all across are contemporary, but at least these two sifim, you test on half. So that's sif, it says like this. When we have a case of sakana safash, obviously, let me mechal shabbos, this is the raisa, no problem. Okay, what happens if it's what we call sakana eiver? A localized eiver which has a problem, which is going to be in danger. This eiver won't be able to function properly. You wonder if you let me mechal shabbos for that. So the halacha is, a yid is not allowed to do isid raisa. He's not allowed to do isid raisa if it's not sakanas nefesh, it's only sakanas eiver. But isurim drabanan doesn't have to make any shinui. For example, the refuah on Shabbos is isid drabanan, right? Not to make the refuah, which is obviously could be isid raisa, because it'd be grinding, but to provide him with refuah on Shabbos, he's not allowed to do refuah, make a refuah on Shabbos. So any is the rabbanon he allowed to do for sakana seiver. So a goy, he can allow to get a goy, no problem. But even you allowed to do is the rabbanon. What's the definition of sakana seiver? Today's day and age, a lot of people will tell that if you ask a doctor, they don't know what a sakana seiver means. But that's how sakana seiver. Sakana nefashos. The minute he has a problem, he has an injury, the risk to infection. So we're talking now about shav sakana nefashos. But you could find Sakana Seva, or the Sitzel Yez already mentioned, he's not the only one, they all tell you this, that Sakana Seva today and Sakana Seva, the line has been blurred a bit. But there's a Chiddush board already, Reb Chaim Noah already mentions this, a lot of people mention this, that Sakana Seva does not necessarily mean that the Eva won't exist anymore, But the Eiver won't be able to function in a normal way. At Hinken against Leben. He's going to walk around, he's on Hinken of English.
Limping.
So, das heißt echt, ah, das ist. So this thing is that it won't be, there's no risk for infection, there's no risk of sakana safashis, but he will have a jaw that will be broken. Not matter. A lot of posts come on the chadish and again for people that are doing treatment and for fertility treatments. It becomes a big shaila. How do you, well, one of these things with these categories is very hard to define. Some things don't fit nicely into these categories, the seven categories that we said. Fertility treatment, das is mecher v'alna, das heis miksas choyli, das heis tsar godl, das heis choyli shem esakana cholokol gufay, sakana sevi, sakana safashis. Nah, it's obviously not sakana safashis. It could be a svara that sakana sevi. Because if the woman won't be able to come pregnant, or the husband won't be able to make her pregnant, so the eiver is not going to be functioning properly. The Eivet Eivet she gave us for a purpose, for Hailado. So it's a bit of a far stretch, but I'm showing an example. Sakana Seiv doesn't have to be so narrowly defined. One of the shahs is by taking Viagra and Shabbos. Because a person knows he can't do the mitzvah without taking these pills. Do you say, what could be the heti? Now I'll take the four on Shabbos. He's not well, he's a Baruch Shem fine, healthy person. But he knows when it comes to doing the mitzvah, he needs to use some extra health to taking medication. So one svara to be made is after his sashtikl sakana saver. Because the aver is not working. It's a bit of far-fetched to call it sakana saver. Another svara to be matter is we're not curing anything. Refuah is when you're trying to give it a refuah to someone to help cure. I'm not curing anything.
Sakana saver. Someone falls. Their hand is very asserting them a lot, okay?
That's tsar, that's not sakana saver.
But it could be also sakana saver, because it could be that
okay,
he broke
if,
it, he broke
if
it.
It's,
can wait till after Shabbos.
Oh, that's something else. Could he wait or should he wait?
Anything which could wait, b'chol, you should wait. We're talking about anything wait, but a lot of these things, by the way, you can't
there
wait.
There are a lot of tsar.
A lot of time, so I'll talk in a second about tsar. But anything that, a lot of times these things, if you wait a bit too long, they won't be able to do it properly.
Right, exactly.
So, we're going to get a second to cases of suffix. We'll talk about it in a second. But let's say, if you have a case.
No, but it could be...
If so, it could be sometimes, like, talking about somebody falls, it could be a mechish valma.
Right.
It could be, it's considered mixes choyli.
Right.
It could be scholarly gufa, and it could be sakana saver.
Right.
Every case could take fever. A lot of problem with a lot of these hagdaras is take fever. Fever could be... Mechish balma. Okay, it's very mild fever. And then fever could turn to sakana safashis. Reb Moshe has a massive heter with fever and everybody writes against him. How can you say such thing? Everyone, all the achreim write against them. I'm talking about the man and the achreim. Reb Moshe says 102 fever, sakana safashis. And if you want to be mechal for 101, also if you want to be mechal. And for a child, obviously even less than that. Now everybody will tell you, even doctors today will tell you that fever depends. You can't just make a rule about fever, bechal. It's fever together with a sickness, together not with sickness. It's fever with the flu. What age? You know, you have to look at the whole entire picture. Obviously, again, when you come to any case of suffix, you'll be Michal Shabbos. But if a person, today, most of the time, a person has 102 fever, he doesn't run to a doctor. If it's ongoing for a few days, is it together with an internal problem? You know, you have to look at the entire picture. A person has 104. Okay, so this will net ends. Going back to my original category, what would you do during the week? Would you rush? Would you be like, you have to take it to the hospital right away?
If you broke your hand in the office, during the week, you would go immediately to the hospital. You wouldn't wait.
Again, and if you broke his hand, yeah, broke his hand, yeah.
Why? If you think about
and
it.
Go, let me go back to my... To my
because it's a knee jerk.
No,
reaction,
no, because it's
there. You don't have to. You could go
let's,
a day
let's,
later.
If you don't mind, Elizabeth, let's stick back to the folks. There's a few things I want to go through. I'm not thinking we'll be able to go through. And I do have to leave exactly at 11:15. So I'm not going to be able to stay for questions after that, but there's some other take questions. Let me go back to the Viagra case. So all the hatenim that we said so far were shvach. One of the best hatenim for that is for tzorich mitzvah. So tzorich mitzvah makes it much more lenient. The best solution for that would be to mix in food before Shabbos, because b'chal, the only isser is refuah. We're not talking about any other chil Shabbos. Because Zeiris Chachamim, which I should have mentioned right in the beginning, Zeiris Chachamim, a person is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, Why the Chazal makes this gzeira? Because Adam Bahol, people when it comes to medicine, they go meshuga. They're Bahol, even if it's not so kind of sufficient. People in medicine, they feel like they need it. Today's day and age, we're even more needy than they used to be. So the Chazal are concerned, Adam Bahol al Rishuasa, he's going to come to Michal Shabbos and grind stuff on Shabbos. So if they made a gzeira, he can't take any medicine on Shabbos. If Chaim Noah, of course, raises the question, he says, nowadays, nobody grinds stuff anymore. No such thing. It doesn't happen. You buy ready-made medicine, never heard of people grinding stuff. Good Akasha, and the answers to this question are, either we can't be Mevatel Gzeiras Chachamim, he himself deals with that, or there's other malachas that people might do, or there's still homeopathic medicine. There's still stuff that people still do themselves. These are the three key answers, and yet all Paiskim, my Zeide Bereshon, but a lot of Paiskim, say that we could be mitzad of this svara that we're much more lenient with refuah today than we were amol, because even though officially the gzeiras of refuah still applies, but take into account the svara that Chayanah mentioned, that today's day and age, who says the gzeiras still really there? Because people don't. So there is an issur of refuah. So going back to the Viagra case, it's refuah, that's what we're talking about. There's no other chil shav, just taking a medication, taking a pill. So the best solution for refuah, one of the solutions that we say is by refuah, is mix it with foods. The whole shayla, how you talk about me. But I had to mix him with food, but I'm not going to go into that barichas. Mix him with food before Shabbos, so he has a heker, and remember not to go and be mechal Shabbos. And over here you have other heterim, anyhow, like I said, other svaras of tzedek mitzvah, sakana sever, it's not curing the chulu. Let me move on. So anyway, I gave you the sakana sever. Then it's something called chayla shemi sakana. Chayla shemi sakana is called a chayla. Chazal said, first of all, I'm nidal anachri, you know, I'll do on Shabbos, and I'll tell the mechal Shabbos. What's the thing? It's like, because I'm a go. Ask a guy and talk to him in a hint. There's no such thing. There are cases, yeah. But the chlos is no hetikol amidul anachri. Amidul anachri is mutter b'shvus d'shvus. The makam mitzvah, the makam tzayrich gadol. Shvus d'shvus meaning if I tell a guy to do it the rabbanon, and it's a tzayrich gadol or hefset gadol or whatever it is. So for a choyle, not a mixtas choyle, for a choyle, I let him tell a guy to do even this is the raisa. What's a choyle? Nafel a mishkov or chole kol gufa. He's under the weather, he's not well, he's in bed. I can get a goy to do mechal even issa d'raisa. Or, and here's where comes in handy sometimes to be a lubavitcher, because other poskim don't hold like this, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like this, but Alter Rebbe says, I'll start with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, even a yid is allowed to be mechal Shabbos, ale issa d'rabanan, bishinui. So you can either get a goy to be mechal Shabbos for him, or you can have a yid being mechal Shabbos to do only a drabbanon with a shinui. The Alter Rebbe, based on the Ramban, and everybody asks, is a different Ramban, but the Alter Rebbe is mechadish, and a lot of poskim say, nitsch lubavitcher poskim say, in them megen sich verlassen of the graz, the mekel. The Alter Rebbe says, you're allowed to do even a malacha de reisa, this is extreme, bishinui. You have a guy who's under the weather, okay? No sakana sefashos, no sakana sefer, no nothing. He's not well. He's in bed. He's not feeling well. Paskin al Tarebi lar do a malacha de raisa. I'm not too much time for entertainment. I'm talking now for the fool, obviously. A malacha de raisa bishimi. So, I'll give you an example. A person calls me, he says he has his kid that wheezes, yeah, and he wants to put on the, what do you call him, the new, the
Nebulizer.
He wants to plug it in. And I tell him, there's no problem whatsoever, with the shini for sure, no problem. Shabbos pashta. Plug in, I bled him. I said, a katan is like a chayla even if he wouldn't be a chayla. Tzarchei katan is kachayla shem sakana. All tzarchei katan. Now you're talking about a katan, which is a chayla. Right? He's wheezing, which is could be serious. So, I mean, the Alter Rebbe says, for any chayla shem sakana, you'll have to do malacha d'raisa b'shinui. It's sometimes you see often these manuals and guides for refuah and Shabbos, I mean, they don't incorporate the position of the Alter Rebbe, which is so I told him to do it with the shinui. I told him that.
What is the shinui?
Back of your hand, whatever. We could talk about it. So they don't incorporate this thing of the Alter Rebbe malacha d'raisa b'shinui. But let's understand what's a chayla shemis sakana. Chayla shemis sakana is not falam mishkov. He's in bed. So the Aruch HaShulchan already writes, doesn't mean he's in bed. It means doesn't have to be laying in bed, he could be sitting on his bed. Someone said, no, I sit in my bed every Shabbos. If I want to read Chas HaShalom, I don't know, Kvar Chabad HaBeis Mashiach. So, Zakte, Aruch HaShulchan, Ein Yichol Tilot Tzav Pesach Beisei. Now sometimes you don't want to necessarily lay in bed. The Sefer HaZichronos, which is the early Kadman, the Magen Avraham quotes him a lot on Hilchos Shabbos all the time, writes, Nof Lemishkov, Oy Ro'i Lipo Lemishkov. What is Ro'i Lipo Lemishkov? So I'll tell you what I heard from my grandfather. And he said, a lot of people don't want to be in bed. Or they understand, we come in as Gainer Shul Shabbos. By them it's like, I can't go to Shul Shabbos. Like, someone told me he had 104 fever and he was by Zayda, Elter Chassid, and he told him, he used to be staying home, so why not go to Shul? There's 104 fever. Some doctor was to gegangen? Yeah, so this is Shul, maybe a doctor. He couldn't understand, he's like a different, he's from Russia and he's from America. Some people, they cannot go to Shul and Shabbos. I'm not going to take my kids to Shul, what kind of Shabbos my kids are going to have. But Be'etzem, you'd be staying in bed. What's the Evan Abrechen? What happens after davening? He went to Shul for davening, or he went for the Fabring. The Rebbe once told Lasovsky, no, the Rebbe asked where he was, because he wasn't feeling well. Huh? Lasovsky. The Alta Lasovsky. I think it was him. The Rebbe asked where he was by the Fabring. They told the Rebbe, he's not feeling well. So the Rebbe asked, I saw my davening. He said, he wasn't feeling well, so he couldn't stay for both. So I thought he would stay for the Fabring, the Rebbe said. And not for davening. The Rebbe said. Anyhow. I'm not from the Gemara, but the drasha used to give on Shabbos. Why he didn't come? Because he wasn't well. There's a Gemara in Brachos, like, same exact story. About the same story, like that happened to the Rebbe. So the guy has no koyach, but he's not going to miss the Rebbe's fabringen. So my grandfather's hafchana was in mitten dvach vet against the Arabic. That was his hafchana. Chel shem esakana means somebody for me during the week he wouldn't go to work. And again, it's also very hard to give it because some people go to work even when they're pashas, akanas, and pashas. And some people, their work, their employer is very easygoing, or they're self-employed, and they just, they have a mechush ba'am and they don't go to work. But b'cholos, again, I'm giving you some type of, that's one category called nafal mishkov, or roi lipel, or olu lipel, might. So say my chol shiyesh besakana. If he's going to have a sakana, if you don't do this, it's already called yesh besakana. Same svara could apply to chol shem besakana. If he's not a chol shem besakana, but if you don't do what you're doing right now, he'll turn to a chol shem besakana. So he's not nafal, but he's roi lipel or olal lipel, or even better, sofik shem yeh chol shem besakana. Same my chol shiyesh besakana. Sofik chol shiyesh besakana. We treat him like a sakana. Sofik nefashis. Safik chayla since Chazal will make when it came to a chayla. So safik, I'm talking about only the Rabbanan, or even the Dreis with the Shini, which is a Rabbanan, which is even less than all the Rabbanans. Safik shem yiyah nafal mishkov. Safik sheyipel b'chayl, not b'shabbos, is also considered. Or the other type of category of nafal mishkov is cholakol gufa. Cholakol gufa means he's not nafal kein bet, but there's a general weakness in the entire body. It's cholakol gufa. A migraine. So it depends on the migraine. The low-level migraines, it's not cholakol gufen. It's not a migraine, which is cholakol gufen. Obviously, it could be a migraine, which is sakanas nefashes. It's almost like hefsim merubah. In Shulchan Aruch, it says a lot of things you're allowed to do by hefsim merubah. So what's hefsim merubah? Depends. Hakel fi l'eis ein hamoida. You have to go to the Rav to determine whether for emdas hefsim merubah. Yeah, hakel v'ayis in the mood. There's no, so you have to have a chush, hakel v'ayis, you have to have a chush in the patient, in the situation, to know whether you can't just give general fever, the sakana. This is that. Toothache, give an example. Toothache could be corona from sakana safashin until mechish v'alma. You go through all seven categories. It depends, you have to have a bit of a, and if a person, taka, the Chaim Noah writes, if a person is mesupik, he says, yeshtam harbe ba'alas fake, the Chaim Noah writes. They don't know if they're cholakol gufa, they're not cholakol gufa, they don't know, he's cholosh, he's not. He says, okay, you can take refuah, it's fine. Bifrat bizmanenu, that he himself says that the bizmanenu, the whole refuah is somebody who has emotional issues. He's not functioning normally. Again, that could also range from sakan and fashas. But often a person says, he's not going to eat, he's not eating, he's not up to eating. Not due to physical reasons, due to emotional reasons. So there's room to treat him like a chol shem sakana, and sometimes even yesh sakana, depending on the severity, because of his situation. A yoldus within 30 days is a chayla shema sakana. A katan, we mentioned earlier, every katan, stam tzarchi katan, is a chayla shema sakana. Which means again, you're allowed to get a goy to be mechal Shabbos, even with Issa D'Raisa, and or yid is allowed to do even Issa D'Raisa b'shinui. Can do any Issa D'Rabbana b'shinui or Issa D'Raisa b'shinui. Can do Issa D'Rabbana directly. Issa D'Rabbana we said is only for Sakana Seivan. So, a cotton. What does a cotton mean? Tzarche cotton. Obviously, we're not talking about tzarche cotton because he wants to say Uncle Moshe right now. Tzarche cotton. So, obviously, turn on Uncle Moshe on Shabbos. No. Tzarche cotton obviously means Tzarech Harbe, Tzarech Gomor. The Till of David is a Machadish, a massive kiddush, whatever it is, it's only Tzarche Achila. But there's a lot of rice, even from now to whatever. Normally, we bring the case about Tzarche Achila to prepare food for Mashabbos. There's a lot of rice that applies to all Tzarechim, but one of the questions that Chaim Noah asks is it didn't interest you for they are now allowed to go on Shabbos and take a child, a katan, whose stomach is hurting him, and push his stomach down. So he's constipated then. Now do it on Shabbos. One of the reasons is because of the refuah. What do you mean? It's a katan. Nishta, as a katan, which is now suffering from a constipation. Tzarechi katan. Chel Hashem is sakana. Chel Hashem is gonna do the full for. And you'll even mechal but melach the rice b'shinui. Okay, fine, but the full for sure you could do. So, even though there's a shtickle, okay, I'm not gonna go into this whole deacon al tereb, but there's a full which is external full, internal full. I don't want to go into that right now. Yeah, so the tilde of its answer is tzarche gotten only tzarche achilas, not tzarche achilas. It's tzarche came from achilas maybe. But that answer is not the accepted answer because we hold the gladu for all tzarche gotten. Obviously, he's not in pain. He could do it himself. Or a good way of putting it, I saw some writing, I'm not asked this question. He says, moving him, move it, sad. Obviously, he'll have to go do that on Shabbos, like any Tzarchi Katan. I saw some writing very good, and I think it explains it very well, Chaim Noah's answer. Who ain't a Tzarech? Achenim Tzarechim. The kid is running around fine, but the parents. So Tzarchi Katan means that the child needs something. The kid doesn't see any problem with it. The parents see a problem. They're now attacking the refuah on Shabbos. And these are, what is the age of this cotton? So now you look in Achreni's Manenu, and this is one of the examples where we don't have halacha beruah b'makam echad. The Gemara says there's going to come a time when we have halacha beruah b'makam echad. It's going to be full of machlokes. Starting from the machlokes of the Zugis, the first machlokes was about lismech shalai lismech. Mishnah Chagiga. For 10 generations, that was the only fight they had. Today's day and age, a smaller shayla, they could have 20 opinions. That's one of the strengths of Golus. One of the mildest of Golus, he has much more Torah because of that. So I saw the Ben Shachar writing somewhere that because before Mashiach comes, there won't be halacha brura, people will automatically naturally be machmer. Naturally be machmer, that's the schus they have to bring Mashiach. So I'll give you an example. Tzarchi Katan. So I could go through the names of the rabbis. I'm just going to get the names from amongst the modern day contemporary Achreinim. 1 year old, 2 years old, 2 to 3, up to 3. No, up to 5, no, up to 6, up to 9 and 10, up to Bar Mitzvah. I gave you almost the full range. And each one is rice. From Hilchos Yom Kippur, we have rice that is 9 and 10. That's Mechas Yitzchak's Raya. There's rice from everything if you want to compare it to different things. But the earliest place I'm going to talk about it is the Yavitz. I don't know why nobody brings them, but the Yavitz in the Siddur Raya, Tzarchi Katan, means Kol Oid Lo Higi L'Chinuch. But he doesn't say Chinuch of what Mrs. Sessa and Mrs. Lai Sessa, which already blurs the waters. And there's something from the Shagas Adi, which his son-in-law wrote. It says pretty early, before the Shlomo Zalman Aruvach and the Mechas Yitzchak and all these people. And he says, "Im hu beza gimel shanim." Then he obviously needs it. But if you cry b'al dehei. However, having said that, I'll still tell you that it's still not clear, because you can't make a. It goes like this whole entire thing. You can't make a general rule what's considered a cotton and what's considered. It depends. When he's talking about food. To heat up food for a child, yeah. So he writes, "Midal deheishanim ain't a tzarich kol kach." He heat up food for Mashabbos. He's not telling you what's considered a katan. Certain things, mashal, is a din of Shulchan Aruch that if a kid is closed up in a room, blow down halacha, put up into halacha, you let it break the door on Shabbos. Kid is closed, locked. Did he have over there more than once? Unfortunately, so broke down the door on Shabbos. Once it was, the biggest problem was I'm staying in someone else's house and I have to pay for it after Shabbos. So I didn't do the $1,000 cheshbon because maybe I wouldn't have broken the door. I was renting a place from someone and for some reason one of the kids went to the bathroom, the kid was already toilet trained, but if Jamanat door trained, You know what that means. So they lock the door from inside. I tried to tell kids for 20 minutes, tried to tell them how to turn it in such a way. You're talking to a three-year-old. Yes, we had to break down the door. So this was costed $1,000. Yes, if I would make the $1,000 cheshvin, I don't know. I had to fix this door later. One of these chashvin, nice, big, tall doors, whatever. Anyway, but this halacha shechal a tinnik, which is ninal ilad shaver delis. What age? So we have Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the not in the siddur. An shechal aruch says keben shesh elim ken nivis va'azah filo begdolim. Says usually it's about till 6 years old the kid gets scared if he's locked in the room. But if you know the guy is taka scared, he can even be over bar mitzvah. Obviously the case, because why is talk about a tinnik? Because most adults, when they're locked in the room, they don't get scared. Whatever guy has a ruach ras, another problem. So that's why I said it's very hard to give an exact age and say based on age. This range of ages, starting from 2, 3, 6, 9, or bar mitzvah, depending on the sickness, depending on the child, you'll use that range of ages. A zakin, or Sameach writes that a zakin is considered a choyla. Every zakin is a choyla. Now, that's a bit extreme. And what's a zakin? He says one of the tatim, the Moshe Skenim, is why they're so loose with getting goyim right non-stop. The Moshe Skenim is the half choylem and half Skenim. In Yerushalayim, used to say a joke. It's not halach l'maisa. I mean, afreiz al-fasten. Ki afreiz al-fasten. Others yamu beres, other aminekis. Anish, is he glad I'm shugunin? I think like a zakin. So a zakin is a choyla? It depends. There's some Skenim that are... It's not like, again, it's not a hard and fast rule. Koir gadol, the halach is hakol choyle meitzel tzina. When it's freezing cold, and you have to know to define what's koir gadol, kol kachman, the Alter Rebbe says, you gotta get a goy to do. I was once teaching Amidul Nachri to kids, high school kids. And I told them that I gave them all the rules of Amidul Nachri. And they said, it's only mutter by a shvus, by a drabban, a shvus to shvus. So we were in a Shabbaton, and this in this place, and there was a rabbi with us, and he told me the name of the rabbi. It's one of the most difficult things. You give a shiur, and sometimes you, but this and this rabbi said differently. So it was on the tip of my tongue to say, don't ask me, but that rabbi worked in the same school, and he was the principal in the school. So now I had to be careful how I say this. And I started saying the rabbi, and I listened to the story, and I said, and I knew he was Talmud Chacham. So I said, yeah, well, it was freezing cold like anything, it was mamish, and he told him, got the goat to turn on the fireplace. So I said, shkoyach! If it's freezing cold, and again, depends what's considered freezing, the Alter Rebbe, the Kunter Sach and Hilchos Yom Tov, which it seems by the Fund Alter Rebbe, that in Yom Tov it's never freezing cold. Alter Rebbe, be Medina Yisraelu, right, you know where the Alter Rebbe lived? It's never freezing cold in Yom Tov. Because Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are still not in the winter. Now, Sukkos could get quite cold, even be Medina Yisraelu. So obviously, it teaches you that Koy Godl is not exactly mean that it's a bit still uncomfortable shul every 10 minutes. Someone says, turn on the heat and turn it down. Turn Ikhmishner on Shabbos, right? Get the guy to do this, do that. Kodol means it's quite cold, or if it's children, then the level of cold doesn't have to be so cold. But that's also considered a chayla.
Heat also?
Sorry?
Oh. Heat.
So this is an interesting question. My Zayd, the Mechasis, interesting raya from a Toysis and Ksuvis that heat is worse than cold. If we say hakel choylem etzel choyr, the choyr should be hakel kolch can hakel choylem etzel choyim. But the mitzvah is, let's be practical, most of the choyim that we're talking about is not hakel choylem. Sometimes it can be very, very hot. Again, I'm not missing a bit seichel. But today's day in air conditioning, I'm not necessarily running on regular electricity, makes the shayla even less. It's not, in other words, there's no sparks or something comes out, there's no flame, anything like that. But there's Alter Rebbe, by the way, there's Shtickler Rai against it. Alter Rebbe has a case, the Alter Rebbe says it's very hot, you want to get a goy to take out the windows. Alter Rebbe says, since only the Rabbanon, if the goy could do it, what do you mean? If it's very, very hot, so hakel choyle meitzel heat, the mailot allow you another raisa for a goy. Right to know Rai, the Alter Rebbe said, well, how hot it was. It has to be just like in cold, but the Alter Rebbe sukkah is not cold. So the heat is not, if it's, you have to, but the concept exists, yeah, the person can say even very, very hot. Obviously, if a person has heat within himself, fever, that changes the dynamics. One of the fundamental machlokes, I don't know how I'm going to finish this, I'll do whatever we can, I want to go through a few very quick things. Fundamental machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos is that kuch nefesh is tchuyo hutra. Hutra means it's mutter, tchuyo means no, it's still Yisrael Shabbos, but it was pushed aside. Now, in most cases, there's not really much of an afkimina between tchuyo and hutra. It's hard to find a case where there's really an afkimina. The key case, which is the afkimina of tchuyo and hutra, people mutzuzek, what is an afkimina? So we'll see that a lot of the kulas are said even according to the opinion of tchuyo, and a lot of the chumras are said even according to the opinion of hutra. But the case which Alter Rebbe says clearly is an afkimina is, do you have to wait till after Shabbos? You could wait, do you have to wait? Since we passed in halacha tchuyo, and you could wait, then it's not kechoil in the sense that just forget about Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah is mechadish that once a choyle sakana stafashis, you could do for him anything. Even if there's no sakana, this particular thing you're doing. Kol tzrachim. Some people want to say, because the Magen Mishnah held, putra, but the Tzemach Tzedek has nothing to do. Even if tchuyo has nothing to do with that topic. This is the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. Why did he allow you? Why can you do everything even if there's no sakana? Afal pish aim b'maniyis oisa dover sakana oisa lekol tzrachim. Kuch nevish, frangish kan kashas. Anything that he needs, master the gil and lasses b'chol, you should do now. And don't start saying this is sakana, this is not sakana. He is sakana. Mamela, his whole regimen you should follow. Either because this is part of calming him down, it's part of his refuah, whatever the pshat is. I'll never pass him like this. I don't want to give the arichas. L'chatchila, since there's a minig Yisro, which Alter Rebbe says the minig is incorrect. But there is a minig, even my sakana safar should we get a goy. And Alter Rebbe says the minig is incorrect. I'll talk about it in a second. Following that minig, therefore, when it comes to the Magid Mishnah's kula, which is to do everything you need to do, which is not a sakana, for sure you should get a goy. But if there's no goy available, then follow the Magid Mishnah and just do it through a yid. But a Baal Nefesh will be machmum when it comes to Issa Deraisa, not to follow this kula of the Magid Mishnah. This is the Gedarim that Alter Rebbe gives, which is do the regular regimen. And I know there's no sakana, what's that? I won't do this, I will do this. Now, obviously we're not talking about if he needs it very, very much, if he's a tremendous amount of pain, or this is part of the chizuk haguf. This is just whatever we know during the week. We would pick up the bed, move down the bed, there's a lot of things that we would do, right? So the Magen Mishnah says you can do anything. Don't ask questions. So the Alter Rebbe's psak is, if you can do it through a goy, get a goy. You can't get a goy, do it yourself. But if you're a Baal Nefesh, and it's a deraisa, you'll be machm like the Magen Mishnah. Well, Reb Chaim Brisky used to take this Magen Mishnah to an extreme. If you could do him at first, Reb Chaim Brisky used to pass on Yom Kippur, no shiurim. They asked him, what do you mean? Sadr Shulchan Aruch shiurim. Reb Chaim Brisky says, it can't be. Since you lara do for choyle kol tzrachav, k'moshe b'choyle, so how can you do shiurim? Shiurim means not doing k'moshe b'choyle. So they asked him, what Sadr Shulchan Aruch? Reb Chaim Brisky goes, mechad, everybody talks about this famous, it's not halakha l'maisa. Reb Brisky was very machmer in b'kuch nefesh. He said, this is Sadr Shulchan Aruch shiurim is talking about he's no sakana yet, he's going to have a sakana. But if he's already chayav shiurim with sakana, no shiurim. So he took the Magen Mishnah to that extreme. So like I said, we take the Magen Mishnah with one of the examples is famous Kashtar Pshtam Zalman was asked, and everybody talks about this. Guy has to go through stitches on Shabbos. The doctor says, I don't need to do stitches. Well, I did already enough. The rest is just cosmetic. So if you know what's going to happen, you don't do the stitches. Zitnush gefinim kashidach. He's gonna be emotionally messed up. He's gonna look like a chvezros covered abrius. So that's a heter for a yid, a doctor, a yid, to go do tefillah on Shabbos and do stitches. It's one of those really borderline questions. So trying to find a heter over here. No, we can use the Magen Mishnah. Oysen like kol tzrachim that we do during the week, and during the week we would normally do this. It's a bit far fetched, and the Magen Mishnah is a kula that we lechatchila try not to do. Shlomo Zalman says it's not davka masim with the Magen Mishnah. Better to get a goy, obviously, but he's not just roll. This is the kavod abrius heter. It's part of the heter. There's a heter that maybe this is not really considered mamish tefillah. Sewing stitches on a person might not be considered real tefillah. In the end result, some place gonna make it, some place gonna machmer. We try to find a way to get out of the problem, obviously. But if it's gonna create her shiduchim problem, I saw someone saying a sweater. She wanted to have shiduchim, male of its size, sakana saver. But she can't have kinder. Anyhow, let's talk about the topic about a goy, and I'll finish with that because it's mamish very, very late. Should he get a goy or not? The Mechaber Paskins, Oysen, loyal de nachnim, the loyal de nashim, the loyal de ktanim, ele begdoil Yisrael chachamim. Famous story of the Alter Rebbe, everybody knows, the Rebbe said the story many times, Mitzvah begadol, I couldn't find a gadol greater than me, the Alter Rebbe did it himself. Why shouldn't you use a goy? Because maybe you won't find a goy. You don't have to go looking. Maybe if you lose someone, lahavdil, even a woman or a child, they won't do with the same bren. That's part of the controversy if they should get hatzolah for a woman or not, right? Connected to this halacha, the new, what is it called? Ezra's Nashim. The Rambam says different sort of. If you're getting a child in a cotton, Shabbos take halibay name. They'll seek him in Chal Shabbos, it might make Shabbos lighter. So you don't try to do that. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says the minig is we always take a guy or a shinui if there's no delay. I'm saying there's no delay. If there's a delay, and it's the Kansas of Ashes. So I told the Mechaber says, Yid, the Rama says guy. So the Mart Chaliyahu told someone, I don't know how you implement this in Hatzolah. Person on the phone, let's find if he's a Sfardi or Ashkenazi. Sfardi, send him a Yid. Ashkenazi, send him a guy. The Taz writes on this Raman, the Alter Rebbe brings a Taz Lalacha, even though the meaning is to use a goy, but the meaning is not a correct meaning. And the concern is, even though according to the Raman, it's Minatoiri now use a Yid. So it's the Raisa. The Raman holds that if you could do it with a goy, Minatoiri now use a Yid, because Shabbos Tchuya, and part of Tchuya is, both these opinions hold Tchuya, but this opinion says Tchuya means, shouldn't use a Yid. Zakta Taz, you can use a goy. Next time, not this time, This time it's not going to no delay. Next time there won't be a guy, there will be a chacham that will say, aren't you supposed to use a guy? So if it's not a minig nachin, remember I said 2 minutes ago that Alter Rebbe says there's a minig to use a guy, even though the minig is not correct, but when it comes to shar tzrachav, at least you should follow that minig. So the Alter Rebbe says, the Taz says it's so. I mean, rephrase it. Taz says, and Alter Rebbe brings it. If you want to have to be a frumak and use a guy, make an announcement and say, they were only using a guy because it's conveniently equally accessible. There's zero problem using a yid. But I think by the time you finish making that announcement, then it might be equal and I'm tana. So yeah, we'll get Hatzalah when Hatzalah will be officed, whatever, will be new staff by goyim. But Hatzalah will go with a mic the whole time saying, we're using a guy because it was also guy but our staff. Lepayel, the Alter Rebbe paskens, you don't need to do a guy. He says, Chetkulish, use a yid. If you daf go and use a guy. And the Erechna, and the same thing is by the way with Shinui. The Chaim Noah says, Shinui, maybe you could always use a Shinui, but it seems that the meaning is not like the Chaim Noah on this, that Kuach Nefesh, don't use a guy and don't use a Shinui. And in most cases, by the way, Shinui, imagine that solo driving with a Shinui. That will create a new Sakanas Nefashas, right? So we don't, when it comes to Sakanas Nefashas, no guy, no Shinui. A person, why is there a meaning a lot of times people use a goy? One of the reasons is because sometimes they don't know if it's really Sakana Safashis. So they became the meaning, it's not day, it's a goy, might as well use a goy. Or it's Shark Surachab, it's not something which is Sakana, Magad Mishnah. And alternatively, anything which is a chronic issue, which it's been going on for ages. And there's a plan, you do it all the time, there's no delay. Every single day he has to do an injection, every single day he does. And those things we don't get, we don't say, that could be Yisrael. And those things we get a guy. Otherwise, Chal Shabbos with Eve. I'll just wrap up, because I'm supposed to say this earlier, I'm running a few minutes late. I have one of the topics on the page, I didn't mention it. When it comes to the Fu on Shabbos, so if it's Tzar Gadol, then Halacha is, he's allowed to do a Shvus, with a shinui, but he can't do a refuah. If it's mixes choli, a goy is allowed to do a drabanan, but he can't do refuah. Mechish valmi can't even get a goy. So refuah is something that we can't do on Shabbos. But there's a few cases that are not considered refuah. I'll just mention the coolest, besides for the general cooler nowadays we're much more lenient when it comes to refuah on Shabbos, because people don't grind. You could, solutions for refuah, someone wants to take medication, A, mixing a food before Shabbos. B, a refuah which you never grind for this refuah. Not you don't grind. It's not done through some amanim, it's done something else. The whole gzeda doesn't apply. It's a refuah that you walk for this refuah, you do this. Things that you don't need some amanim. Something which is not to cure him, it's just to protect him in advance, he shouldn't become sick, is also not considered a refuah. Painkillers, this I heard from Yitzchak Groner, Olav HaShalom, Rabbi Groner from Melbourne, that, I don't know if he heard himself in the Friedi Greb, or he knew the Friedi Greb said that painkillers is no problem on Shabbos. It's not considered a refuah. Taked is a machlokes amongst poskim, but that's considered a fuah or not. The Rebbe himself was very machmir, as we know in Lamed Ches. But if you're upset, painkill, that's not a fuah. Vitamins is a shtick of machlokes, that's considered a fuah. It's called zahalach, because you're allowed to use Michael Dream. Food you're allowed to take. Prune juice is considered Michael Dream. Healthy people could drink prune juice. Okay, so usually people that are constipated take it, but ending is Michael Brim you're allowed to take. So vitamins, is that Michael Brim or not? Very controversial. So if it's a vitamin which is mamsh, a food supplement, so it's taka Michael Brim. Otherwise, it's always a good idea to take vitamins and mix them to food so you don't have the shiloh before Shabbos. You don't have the shiloh. There is a heter which is Shlomo Kluge says, I'll finish with this. And he says, Margil before the instant, Tulpur, everybody says it, and nobody knows the mucker. If you started taking medication before Shabbos, you already taken before, you're allowed to do the flu on Shabbos. Shlomo Kluge tries to find a heter for this, a svara. Everybody disagrees with it's against Gemara, and the Shlomo spends everything. But there's such a heter. I'm just putting it out there. So one of the, still a very geshmaka svara, the svara for the heter wasn't because he started taking it before Shabbos. Because that you see clearly, even if you start taking it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's because most of the time you start taking it before Shabbos, one of two things, either it's sakana, like antibiotics, number one, or two, ebezoi zish kana food that's not machla. In other words, Chazal said, you know, I'll do the food for Shabbos. And Ella said, you know, I'll take it for machla. Something which you take for a few days, assuming that it's a machla. So that's a shtickle svara to give that heter. But normally we don't rely on that heter just because you started taking it before Shabbos. And it is on Shabbos, and on comes the Allah Shilos, and Narzain Dresh and Kabaskar. I have to mamish run.
Shir given by Rabbi Brian. Thank you.